Seed Times of Tears by Pastor Ross Audnicon, August 23rd, 2025. This article is based on the notes from Pastor Ross's devotional given at the August 15th members meeting at Redeemer Baptist Church. And let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. Galatians 6:9. The Christian life and Christian ministry in particular require endurance. Endurance, persistence, stick-to-itness, tenacity, perseverance, doggedness, resolve. There are a lot of words that we could throw at it, but I hope you get the idea. We need to keep at it and never give up. The scriptures at times talk about the opposite idea, that of shrinking back. Paul says to the Ephesian elders, "I didn't do that." Acts 20. I didn't pull away from the field of battle. I didn't grow slack or lazy or discouraged. I didn't shrink back. We read that phrase in Hebrews too. But we are not of those who shrink back and are destroyed, but of those who have faith and preserve their souls. And the context there is instructive to us. But recall the former days when, after you were enlightened, you endured a hard struggle with sufferings, sometimes being publicly exposed to reproach and affliction, and sometimes being partners with those so treated. For you had compassion on those in prison, and you joyfully accepted the plundering of your property, since you knew that you yourselves had a better possession and an abiding one. Therefore, do not throw away your confidence, which has a great reward, for you have need of endurance, so that when you have done the will of God, you may receive what is promised. For yet a little while, and the coming one will come, and will not delay. But my righteous one shall live by faith, and if he shrinks back, my soul has no pleasure in him. But we are not of those who shrink back and are destroyed, but of those who have faith and preserve their souls. Hebrews 10:32-39. What is it that we need as Christians, as a church, in life and in ministry? We have need of endurance. We need to not grow weary of doing good. Well, what can make us grow weary? Many things. Opposition, hostility, a constant uphill battle against the world and the devil. It is hard to plod away and keep fighting a world that opposes us. But what about the flesh? This too is an uphill battle, both against our sinful nature and just our physical weaknesses too. We fight against our own contrary desires, don't we? We want to serve Christ, but we also want to lay down on the couch. We want to engage more fully, but we also want to take up some new hobby or go traveling about or just take it easy for a while. We need to fight these desires. The world can weary us. The devil can weary us. Our flesh can weary us. But there is something else that can weary us as well, and that is the seeming lack of fruit in our efforts. Apparent fruitlessness can make us weary too. Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a desire fulfilled is a tree of life. Proverbs 13:12. We can labor long and hard, being faithful, and sometimes that gets tiring. That can be a wearying experience. Fruitfulness is encouraging. Barrenness isn't. And I think this is what Paul is getting at with the Galatians. They need to endure. They need to not grow weary of their good works, even if it looks like it's all for naught, even when they keep piling up works without piling up heaps of fruit, without seeing results. Don't grow weary just because the fruit is slow in coming. What kind of farmer would despair in the spring, looking at his barren field or his fruitless trees and saying, "Might as well throw in the towel, there's no harvest here, just a field of dirt"? Well, what has the farmer missed? That there are seasons. Seasons of sowing and seasons of reaping. We need to remember that too. Paul uses this analogy for spiritual fruit, and Paul gives them a great encouragement here. And let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. Galatians 6:9. This is a promise for the people of God. Harvest is coming. It really is. We need to remember that none of our labor is ever in vain. Therefore, my beloved brothers, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain. 1 Corinthians 15:58. We need to remember that the Word of God never returns void, but accomplishes God's purposes every time, whether we see it or not. So shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose, and shall succeed in the thing for which I sent it. Isaiah 55:11. We will reap in due season, in God's timing, if we do not give up. That's kind of a scary thought. Unsettling, really. What if you were just around the corner from seeing great blessings on your efforts, but just then you gave up? The dam was about to break, but you stopped hammering because you got tired. The investment was about to pay dividends, but in your discouragement, you withdrew your funds. The enemy was about to tap and say, "Uncle," but just then you rolled off the mat, exhausted. You see the picture? Don't give up. Never give up. If you are obeying God, serving Him, if you have good work to do, then keep doing it. Keep going, always. I mean this in the church, in the home, in sanctification, in your battle against sin, in your efforts with evangelism, all of it. Don't give up. In fact, if the work is hard and fruit is sparse, then double down. Keep going. That is the encouragement. We used to sing this song at seminary, and I think the words are fitting for us here as we close. Soldiers of Christ, in truth arrayed, a world in ruins needs your aid, a world by sin destroyed and dead, a world for which the Savior bled. His gospel to the lost proclaim, good news for all in Jesus' name. Let light upon the darkness break, that sinners from their death may wake. Morning and evening sow the seed, God's grace the effort shall succeed. Seed times of tears have oft been found, with sheaves of joy and plenty crowned. We meet to part, but part to meet, when earthly labors are complete, to join in yet more blessed employ, in an eternal world of joy.